Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Caiocho. Que hola, gata. Que hola, omega. And this how we gonna do it. Dale.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. We're calling this a Victory Monday. My boy, Yuli the Monster Diaz is in studio with us. Congratulations, my friend. Good job. Good victory.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
He knocked a mother bleeper out in one round, Leroy. That's all it took.
One round.
That's it. Yeah. A minute and some change.
I got to tell you, you got to be a man to get in that ring. Like MMA, you know, I thought of boxing, you know, tough guys. MMA, yeah, because you got to deal with a whole lot. But bare knuckles fighting.
You got there. You were there. I saw you. Damn, that you were like. It felt like you were there super early for that fight. Like, what is going kind of through your mind? Because I saw you in ring doing a little prep of getting like the feel of the canvas. When I walked in, the first thing that stood out to me from the bare knuckle, they call it the squared circle, Leroy.
Right.
It's huge.
Right.
And I thought for like a bare knuckle thing, I thought there would have been like a lot more
tighter,
a lot more space. Yeah, for confrontation. But right. they left for a lot of room.
They give you room to take a break every night.
I don't know.
And it's actually. The circle, not the square circle.
No.
It's a circle ring, but it was honestly a lot bigger. The ring was a lot bigger than I thought it would be, but you know, the fight didn't last long enough to get to any corners or anything.
So. Any feel of it? Because the guy was going like Leroy. I don't know what sport he thought he was in with Yuli, but he was like going for takedowns like left and right. I was like, I don't know what he's doing, man.
We actually fell the first time.
Yeah. Yes. So it is takedowns.
No, there's only boxing.
He didn't get the memo.
Yeah. Well, I immediately put my hands on him, so he was like, "All right, hold on a second, let me grab this guy."
So
yeah.
That's like we're kind of doing the hammer punches to.
you got him like tied up basically, and you just knocked him a couple times in the temple, and saw him drop down, and that was kind of it for him.
He was
like a no mas.
Yeah, yeah. I know what they separated us like twice, and then the third time. I came with a straight right. I hit him right in the nose, and followed up with a hook. And he grabbed me. And then as we were like kind of struggling, I had one hand free. I hit him to the temple, and that's when he took a knee. And when he took a knee, and I went to the neutral corner, I looked over at him, and I saw his nose was leaking. He was like blood was pouring out of it. So I was like, I was like, this guy's not getting up. That's it. Hey, Dan Mergliotta. Honor being in the ring with him.
There I know. A Big
Hall
Dan.
Of Fame. Yeah, huge. You know him. I had Stitch Duran in my corner. That was amazing in itself. You know, it was a great night. You know, amazing people in the crowd. I was on the card with Hector Lombard, Palomino, Jim Ehlers. Amazing fights. It was
packed too, man.
It was.
It was packed.
It was packed.
People,
it was awesome.
I was curious. I was like, what is the, you know, you never quite know when something like that is going to debut. I know that you always draw a big crowd, but you never, it's a big ass convention center. You don't know what it's going to be. And like, it was packed to the gills in there. People were all about it.
It was amazing. Amazing crowd. The energy was great. The night was awesome, man. It was awesome. Great fights, you know.
Pace went crazy too. It was fight after fight after fight after fight.
Yeah.
Like that was one of the things I really liked about the bare knuckle thing, Leroy.
Now you were on one end of that, but. Say if it was a little long of a fight, you think that the breaks in between when you can fight for bare knuckles is going to be a little longer?
For sure. I really didn't get hit. Thank God I didn't take no damage. But for sure, I could tell you that just like being backstage and looking at the guys coming in after the fight, you definitely need a lot longer time than any between MMA fights.
Right.
I mean, you never know. Some MMA fights get crazy too. So do boxing matches.
Yeah.
But these things that when you go bare knuckle, man, you're getting immediately cut. Even if you don't get hit too hard, you're getting a cut. You know.
Did it feel like a different because when we've had you in? I mean, you have now done boxing, MMA, jiu-jitsu, all the stuff within the span of like a year. Was there a different angst with the nothing on your hands? Or I know you've said you've been in plenty of fights where you've had no protection on your hands, but as a sanctioned event, did it feel any different? Did you have any extra anxiety going into it?
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. I did have a little extra anxiety going into it just because. You know, like we talked about this one time before, it's that thinking of the unknown, man. You know, you see, you try to think about everything, and And once I focused all that energy backstage, you know, just warming up and just thinking about what I had to do. And once I stepped in the ring, it was a whole different thing. All that went away. But yeah, it was a little more angst before the fight.
I'm sure. I'm sure. It's like, especially when you're seeing, was it the fight right before you where the guy got flatlined?
Yeah.
Leroy, this was scary, dude. I'm telling you, this dude got put.
And those were
down.
The little guys. Those guys are 135ers. Yeah. And they were swinging for the fences. You know what I mean?
That was the crazy thing about it, those skirmishes where everybody's just kind of going for broke. Yeah. And it's like,
because they thinking, I ain't going to last long. So
yeah, no, and those things, listen, 99% of those fights start right. First of all, you're towing the line. You're 3 feet from the other guy. You're not starting from one corner, like, coming at each other. Right. You're in each other's faces already. So this is like, it starts at 100 miles an hour, you know what I mean? And then gradually, it kind of slows down a little bit if nobody gets knocked out or hurt. I mean, not hurt, but like hurt bad enough where they're not fighting. Like, you see, and then, ooh, okay, hold on. All right, now let me study this guy. You know, right. And they kind of lean back. But yeah, those things start. You know, they start swinging for home runs immediately.
What do you do as far as like you've won? You're now victorious. Like, do you take, how much time are you gonna take, I guess, to enjoy it, soak it in? And yeah. I know you're a very ambitious guy. Like, what do you want to do?
Yeah, no, you know what? I 2020, man. I'm not taking any breaks. I'm going. I'm going head on, working my ass off. You know, thank you guys for the opportunity being here today. I'm trying to, you know, take care of do some radio, get some media going, and I'll be back in the gym by the end of this week, or if not beginning of next week. I'm not taking no time off. I don't want to, and it's so hard to get in shape and so easy to lose it. You know this, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You take a break, you're like, I'll be all right. You come back and you're like, holy cow, you know what I mean? It's not easy.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not getting out of the gym. I just want to, you know, I'm enjoying this, but I don't want it to last so long, or, you know, I don't want to, so I'm going to keep it moving.
Yeah, I think he's got the old bare knuckle medal on right now.
The knucklehead medallion.
Yeah, I talked to that guy beforehand. He was the keeper of the bare knuckle belts, Leroy.
Yeah.
Because I was confused. Yeah. I saw these beautiful bare knuckle belts when I go there. I was like, I thought this was bare knuckle FC's belt. And the guy goes, oh, no, sir. He goes, this is the oldest combat belt of all time. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, I'm going for that.
And he goes, this is passed down from the great John L. Sullivan or something like that. I don't remember what he said.
Sullivan. It was Sullivan. Yeah, this guy right here on the medallion is Sullivan.
He had a big mustache. I was a little unfocused on what he was saying. But he was like, I am the only one who can determine who gets to fight for this belt. I was like, he goes, this is my card. Call you in time. I'm like, I don't want to bother you too much, sir. You're too busy determining who is determining who gets to fight for the belt. But yeah, so they had their own belt. The BKFC has their own belt. But this guy determines over all the bare knuckle sanctioning who gets it. And it's a beauty. It's a beauty. It's like, it's got the, I don't know, it's like silk and diamonds, he was saying. Yeah, he goes, that's legit. I was like,
it was super awesome. And then when he puts this on you, he actually explains to you, like, he takes his time to tell you, like, hey, do you know who this is? You know, this guy. And then nobody's had this around their neck, especially down here, in 170 something years. It was amazing, right, man. It was an honor fighting for it. You know what I mean? It was super cool. You know, my fight ended in a minute and a half, so all that anxiety, all that angst, and everything that comes with it, you know, it just dissipates after that. And you're like, man, you know, I can't wait to do it again.
Now, when you,
as crazy as it sounds,
when you after you fight, do you watch the other fights, or you just
I do. I do. I always go out there. I hang with the crowd. Everybody came to see me. It was amazing.
Yeah, you were rooting on Hector too. Like, I saw you.
Yeah,
Hector's
my teammate. You know, me and him, Hector have the same coach through his whole training camp. He was my training partner. So yeah, I went out there. I wanted to see Jim Ehlers too, the bare knuckle beast. He's, you know, Luis Palomino, my boy. All Miami guys, all South Florida guys. You know, I was out there to show love. The crowd again was amazing. Everybody's out there to show love.
What was the international reaction? Because this was a pay per view that was shown everywhere. Did it feel like, were you getting like crazy reaction from everybody afterwards?
I did. The Instagram blew up. You know what I mean? And everybody, it was all love. You know what I mean? All love. It was amazing. Thank you to everybody out there, you know, listening. It was amazing. It really was.
So best guess, like, I think I heard some rumblings afterwards that they may be coming back in May, possibly to do another show down here. Do you think that's what you're going to end up doing next? Do you have anything in mind? Like, do you want to, I know you said you want to stay flexible and you like the idea that you can kind of hop around, but what are you thinking is most likely going to be next for you? If you had to guess.
As of right now, what we have in talks right now, we haven't, you know, no contract signed, but what we're talking about right now is a fight in the end of March, a boxing match at the end of March. And I got to defend that National Boxing Association title.
Nice.
So I'm going for that at the end of March. And you know, as soon as that contract signed, I'm back in here with you guys getting giving the announcements and stuff. So for sure. So yeah, so right now I'm gonna go back to boxing. Hopefully in April I get an MMA fight and just keep this thing rolling. May back to bare knuckle and just, you know, God willing I stay healthy. God willing I don't, you know, I don't get hurt. You know,
right.
You know, and like I always tell you guys too, I don't want to. I don't like to look past any of my fights. Like I knew what I had lined up after this bare knuckle thing, but I don't like to look past it. I don't like to look past my opponent. So
yeah, it's tough. You got to keep It's one of these things where you always got to have like a long-term plan, but you got to keep it. I mean, imagine as a fighter, so short-term
and so finite
on what's right in front of you, because you got a guy swinging for your face.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I had a great conversation with a great friend of mine, and we're talking about living in the moment. And I told him, listen, what I do for a living is the epitome of living in the moment, because I can't be thinking about anything else when you're in that ring, because you're going to get knocked out.
Yeah.
You got to live in that moment. You know, backstage before I went out, I was talking with Jim Ayers, and you know that guy's a beast, 4-0 and bare knuckle. That guy's he is the epitome of bare knuckle fighting. You know, he's a badass, and he's like, you know what, man? He fought a tough dude, Caleb Harris, real bad dude, man. You know what I mean? And he goes, look, I'm going out there. If I gotta die on my sword, that's what it is. I'm going to either knock this guy out or get knocked out. You know, and they end up going a distance. Great fight, but respect to both of them, but. It gave me an outlook. Like, you know what? I like that outlook, bro. I'm a warrior. You know what I mean?
Right.
Obviously, you're going out there with a winning mentality. You want to win. You don't want to get hurt. But you got to go out there and die on your sword, man, and give it everything you got, you know?
Before we get you out of here, we got a big fight coming up this weekend with Deontay Wilder versus Tyson
Fury.
Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you think who are you going with?
I liked Tyson Fury last fight. I like him on this one. No disrespect to Deontay Wilder. He's a beast. But I think Tyson's coming. It was a close one last time, really close. I think Tyson's going to pull it off this time, man. I think he's going to upset it.
The Gypsy King, dancing around.
Yeah, right. Man, but like, it's amazing how well he moves.
It's crazy.
And Deontay Wilder, look, he's the epitome of you can't slip.
To this
for
day.
For 1 second. Right. You can't slip, because if he gets one of those punches, then it could be over.
Yeah.
Unless you're Fury, because I thought he was dead. He fell back like that.
The best meme. Shout out to whoever made it. I don't know who it is, but they did that Undertaker meme.
When he
stands back up. He comes back from the dead. That was amazing.
Right. It's unbelievable how
only guy to this day to take a shot like that and wake up. You know? So I...
And still box.
And clown. You seen him? He's dancing around clowning after that.
Deontay Wilder.
I didn't know if he was in his right mind or not.
I can't wait for this one. Yuli, thanks for the time, man.
Thanks,
congratulations,
man.
Once again.
I appreciate you guys.
Winning your bare knuckle debut. Everybody have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m., and we'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.